Ladies, welcome to Sisterhood.
Hello.
Great morning, people. We are live. This is Sisterhood coming to you from beautiful downtown Fountain End. We have the farmers market going on behind us. Our children and grandchildren are running around. We have the fountain flowing, and it's a great day. You're up anyway, so come chat with us. This is Sisterhood. Welcome. I'm Rebecca.
Jasmine.
I'm Jill.
I'm Shantae.
Mercedes.
And I'm Kayla.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
What a great day to talk about relationships. The good, the bad, the ugly. We should have that music that goes, dun, dun.
Yes.
And truth be told, there is the good, the bad, the ugly in relationships, in any aspect of relationship. And when you think of relationship, people typically think of the traditional one, like the husband and wife or boyfriend and girlfriend, that kind of thing. But there's business relationships. There's a relationship like what we have in Sisterhood. There's church relationships. There's working relationships. There's all kinds of children relationships with your children, your grandchildren, your friends, your best friends. To define relationship, we're thinking in something that connects. An object or a concept that connects two people. So when you think of that, what do you think in terms of relationship? Or what is your perspective on relationships?
Look,
I believe it's a connection. It's a connection that you have.
Connection's a good word. That's a good word.
You have to be connected to something in order to build a relationship. Can't say that you have a relationship with something that you're not familiar with.
Yeah, I agree. Let's start with the good. In relationship. Of course, you can Google anything in life, but when you Google relationships, it comes up with three different types of relationships. Mm-hmm. Traditional, mm-hmm. conscious, mm-hmm. and transcendent. Mm-hmm. So all of those are good in their perspectives. They're good relationships, or they can be good relationships, but you know they can go the sideways also. Mm-hmm, so when you think of traditional, it defines it as just I. Mm-hmm. You have two people that are themselves. They're going their separate ways. They have their own agendas, but they mesh. They work together. They're together because they feel that way. She may be going in her career, and he may be going in his career, or spirituality, and it's all separate. And it works for them. And then you have the conscious relationship where they're now starting to transcend from traditional into the conscious relationship. Mm-hmm. Now we want to get into, let's talk about we more mm-hmm. instead of just I. And then you have the transcendent where now we have definitely gone from traditional to conscious and now we're in a transcendent relationship. Mm-hmm. Now it's all about we. Mm-hmm. Our future, us. So, let's talk about the good.
I would just ask, like, what is a good or a healthy way to actually transition into those steps or those relationships? Mm. Even if you're thinking just with friendships, because a lot of people put you in a grace period in all relationships of this is who I want you to think I am versus who I truly am.
Wow.
So it's like, when is it safe? Because a lot of people come with a lot of things, whether it's man or woman. And if I'm just a good girlfriend or if I'm trying to be somebody's future mm-hmm. wife, you're still not putting it all out there. So when we're talking about healthy relationships, we're talking about traditional relationships,
mm-hmm.
The focus is ultimately on protecting self.
Right.
You know? And then we transition until, okay, now I can kind of more so focus on you and us and meeting your needs. But what are the appropriate times? What is a great allotted time before you're just like, okay, I can rock with you. Like, you know, like, or I trust you enough or I'm open up to you.
I think that's a valid question. And in my perspective, I feel that it's good to transcend or to become we when I'm done working on me.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm done working on me, and we're never done, we're always evolving.
Yeah.
But when I feel like I have something to give, to offer to the relationship that we can relate to together, then we go from transitional to conscious or transcendent.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Absolutely.
I feel like the most important relationship to me is my relationship with Christ. And I always say there's this relationship that matters before this relationship matters.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So ultimately, if my relationship with Christ is not working, none of these relationships are
going to
be right.
That's good.
You know?
So yes.
I always feel like this is number one. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's always, we have a friend, Jamar, and his wife, Sean Jenkins, they have a shirt company. It's relationship over religion.
Wow.
And so, you know, some people get stuck in the traditions of religion. Mm-hmm. I know that's not the topic, but it's the relationship with Christ that supersedes all of that.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a prayer time that you spend, the faith that you have, mm-hmm. you know, everything that you pour into Christ,
right.
and everything that you pour into that relationship that you have with God is what can, you know, I feel like define your relationship with other people.
Right.
So. Yeah, absolutely. So do you find when you continue to grow in God and Christ with your relationship, that some relationships that you once were us and we, they become just now I? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, yeah. you kind of have a reversal effect because now that I know who I am, mm-hmm. I don't know if that person can really still be with you. Like,
yeah.
you know, the connection yeah. that we had.
And then, you know, I think God will give you discernment because mm-hmm. if you grow
Amen.
In Christ,
that's true.
You start to, like, be woke, if you want
yeah.
to say.
Yeah.
In my perspective, I feel like, okay, like, I've been married this past Thursday 6 years now. And so,
congratulations.
Yeah, praise the Lord. Praise
Happy
Lord.
Anniversary.
Thank you. Same to you.
Yes.
So, way farther along than we are. We got a long way to go, but we'll get there. You know, glory be to God. So, in the beginning of our relationship, I was, you know, I'm still Kayla. I'm still mm-hmm. the same person, but mm-hmm. I'm a totally different person
you
now.
You have your own identity.
Yes,
but
absolutely.
your identity meshes with your husband Courtney's
yes,
identity.
Absolutely.
So, and you come together. But it's no longer just Courtney. It's no longer
right.
just Kayla. It's mm-hmm. the two of you
right.
now.
And with a family, you know, it becomes us. Like you said, that transcendent
right.
relationship. And so it's like now I feel like God, like, makes us, he molds us and shapes us
mm-hmm.
to be one with each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so he grows him just like he grows me. And so I'm not the same Kayla 6 years ago.
Yeah.
But he's given me wisdom.
Wow.
You know, and he's given me, you know, so through certain experiences
right.
and situations throughout
yeah.
our marriage to allow us to grow to be perfect for one
That's
another.
Good.
So,
that is so good.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's a blessing.
Yeah.
I love that. I liken relationships to investments.
Mm. That's a good word.
And I used to be licensed with life insurance, and I was able to sell fixed annuities and life insurance.
Yeah.
So you have investments, you have those that are safe investments that give you, you know, they grow slowly, but they're safe.
Mm-hmm.
And you put your money into them. Even if you lose money, if they don't grow, you're not going to lose by that much
yeah.
because they're safer. Mm-hmm. And then you have the ones that are volatile that are way up and can go way down.
Mm-hmm.
But they're worth it if you invest in them
yeah.
and they are up, then you gain that much more money.
Mm-hmm.
So I figure if you make that analogy into the relationship you have with God, then you can actually make that both. It's all about what you put into
mm-hmm.
it. That's
yeah.
what you're going to get out of it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
the more you put into your relationship with God,
That's true.
The more gain you get from that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also a safe relationship
mm-hmm.
to put your investment
Absolutely.
Into.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So my husband and I have been married 33 years. But it's been now at first when I wasn't the way, in my perspective, the way I needed to be spiritually, then it wasn't so much of a good investment on my part
right.
because I needed to fix me first.
Mm-hmm.
And he felt the same way. So when we did that and we came together and we went from traditional to conscious to transcendent relationship, then it became a better investment for both of us.
Mm-hmm.
to invest in each other because now we're gaining so much.
Yes.
But it took time.
Yes.
It took time and working on me.
Right.
So that investment is one that I want to put more into because
yes.
it's gaining me so much.
Mm-hmm.
And the same way with God. I put all my all and I want to put even more into that relationship because look at the gain. Look at
yes.
the return on that relationship
yes.
and that investment.
Amen. Mm-hmm. That's good. Yeah.
your perspectives, ladies, on that?
Well, I'm actually going through a divorce right now, and, you know, speaking on that, it's gave me an opportunity to get closer to the Lord, you know.
Wow.
So it hasn't been it isn't a total loss. I don't look at it as a total loss.
Oh, that's good.
You know, I just look at it as an opportunity right now for me to get closer to God, and, you know, for growth in my own life. But I know that in all relationships, you're actually being molded to be more like Christ.
Yeah.
Because you know, your first, everything's going great at first, and you have expectations, and then you get disappointed, and then things don't sometimes work out the way you want, or you get let down, and it makes room for the enemy to come in and, you know, take over your mind and your thoughts and everything. And sometimes it can be something in a relationship that's very small come out to be something very big. But it's not. But that's why a relationship is so important with Christ, because you check your mind, and you know the thoughts that are His thoughts and not your thoughts. Because if you follow your own thoughts and your own feelings, sometimes a relationship, it's a dead end.
Yes.
And, you know, all hell breaks loose, you know.
I thought that was so good. You mentioned it wasn't a total loss.
It's not a total loss.
So what you put into it, you were able to take something away.
Oh, of course.
Your children, for one thing.
Wow.
And you're learning, and, you know, you're growing and everything. And you just can't look at all the negative part of it. I mean, it wasn't all negative, you know, so I don't want to go down that road. But I'm grateful for it.
Yeah.
And right now I'm grateful that I do have Jesus, because when you feel like you're going through the fire and you feel like you're alone, He is there.
Wow.
You know, He's by your side. And there, sometimes you put relationship before God, you know, and like, you know, that's not good neither.
Mm.
Sometimes we don't even realize that we're doing it. So
that is so good.
Yeah,
it's
you.
Your perspective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what switched your mindset. Because a lot of people, I feel like we tend to just focus on our bad.
Mm-hmm.
So, like you said, it's not a complete loss. And I don't have to sit up here and revisit every failed thing that happened.
Right.
I can focus
right.
on the goodness of
yes.
it and give God the glory
and
the joy, and still not feel like it was something wrong with me because
right.
it didn't work.
That's right.
But I think that's what we relate, like, failed relationships to, what was wrong with us and what was the flaw in us, and then we beat ourselves up.
Yeah. Because
we're like, I was imperfect, instead of saying, like, thank you, God, for showing me who I am and you giving me the strength I need through you, and focusing on and changing the perspective of the outcome.
So it helped you grow. The things that you felt even were a mistake on your part or his part or their part, it helped you grow even more. So you did take something away from your investment.
Yes.
It wasn't a total loss.
Yes, and honestly, for myself, I took away more than just, like, my beautiful children. I grew as a person, as a woman.
Right, right.
Just, you know, like, because I only had God. That's
right.
it.
Wow.
You know,
yes.
so I couldn't depend on other people, because we focus so much sometimes on just affirmations and validations from people that we lose sight of God.
Yes.
And so, like, if you're not feeding me that energy, then I really don't know who I am.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that is so good.
I think a scripture that helped with this topic for me is from Peter. I believe it's 1 Peter 4 and 8, or somewhere around there. How love conquers all.
Yeah. Wow.
And so, despite the bad, despite the, you know, the ugliness that you go through, it's like the love, and ultimately the love of Christ, you know, it conquers all things.
Man.
And so it's like you go through these things to grow and to, you know, to learn from and to understand, you know, certain parts of life.
Right.
You know, and so at the end of the day, if you got love, then that's all
that's
that matters.
Right.
It conquers it all.
Yeah.
And so that's the beauty of it. It's a blessing.
Now, what about there's a saying out there, love is not enough.
I never heard that.
Well,
or what's love got to do with it?
Lowest
I'm sure
love
you heard that.
Yeah.
What's
love
I've heard that. I've heard both.
Yeah.
I've heard what's love got to do with it.
Yeah.
For
myself, I would say love is something that you will grow into.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that you just, like, I automatically have.
Yeah.
You may not like a person daily, but you love them still because it's more than just a feeling or emotion. To me, like, my feelings are, like, the way I like someone. Like, you know, that's a feeling, and that's, like, it could change day to day. But the love I have for you is still going to be unconditional and like resilient to us. Like, so no one could come between that love. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really exercising the love of Christ.
Wow.
Because no matter what I did the day before, this day or in this moment, I could surrender. I could do many surrenders and give it to him. But like, he still loves me. Mm-hmm. He may be displeased with some of my actions, but he still loves me.
That's true. Yeah.
I think for me, love is a decision.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right. I mean, my kids sometimes drive me crazy, but I decide to love them.
Wow.
Yes. Yes. And God does the same with us. We make mistakes, and God says, but he's still going to love you.
Wow,
yes.
That is so good.
And maybe he's going to teach us through that, too, through our mistakes.
Wow.
So that's love. God's love.
Wow. That is so good. A decision. That I've never heard that on that regard. That's a good perspective.
You know, I think it's true, because when you first meet someone, you know, people get comfortable with the word love, and they're like, oh, I love you.
Right.
You know, they say, I love you, just kind of throw it out there. And so what I've learned, you know, because I used to not be that person, like, I take that word very serious. If I say I love you, that means I mean it from the bottom of my heart.
Right.
And we, you know, invested some time with each other, and we know each other, and we have relationships.
Right.
But I've grown to love people through Christ, with the love of Christ. So I may not know you as personal as, you know, for 5 years from now, but I love you with the love of Christ.
Right.
You know, so if I say I love you, sis, you know, certain relationships, or I love you, bro, you know, brother in Christ, that's, you know, that's
the humanity,
that's the love
of
Christ. Of
it. Exactly. I love the humanity in you.
Exactly. Now, saying that to a family member or a friend that I've been friends with years, like, we've been through things, we've gone through certain situations, so it's those that have brought the love for us, you know, so that love is like, you know.
Now, can you love or have a transcendent relationship if you don't love yourself?
No. Well, I feel like you can act. I feel like you do a really good job at acting. I feel like you know the basic requirements.
And the Oscar goes to.
I feel like, no, I do. Honestly, I feel like you have the basic skills and mindset to know what it takes to give people what they need.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, like, because I can say this, like, for my children, I may be coming from a place where I'm just like, I don't have anything, but I still know what they need. Like, I'm still obligated in a sense to give them certain things that they need, and I have to put myself to the side. So, because there's been plenty of times where I say, like, I didn't truly love Jasmine, but I still was able to give to my children.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean?
Saying.
So, like, you can act a lot, so they don't have to experience or go through certain things like that I went through, or to be like, my mom didn't show me this type of love. Because we all know what it feels like to be loved.
Right.
It's just what you choose in a moment to go in and go through and focus on.
Yes. Yeah. I believe that's a valid point, because I agree. It's not that you don't necessarily love yourself, but there could be something lacking or voiding that you just need to, you know, work out with God.
Mm-hmm.
But you can still show love to someone else. You know, you can still, like, pour into another relationship. But I don't know. To me, it doesn't necessarily mean I don't love myself.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But if I see someone struggling, or someone comes to me and they're like pouring their heart out, I can really be there for them and genuinely mean it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and love on them in that moment, and still have my own issues that I'm dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a valid point.
I think, and I agree to a point with your perspectives. But my perspective would be, if I don't love myself, it would be hard to have, if in the sense, in the Webster definition of relationship with those people or that person, with my children, my grandchildren, my husband, our friend, my friends here, it would be hard if I didn't love myself.
Yeah.
I couldn't give what I need to give to the relationship, so it'd be hard to be, maybe, and maybe you love to a point, but it would be hard to love you as I should, because I don't love myself. I need to start here first, look in the mirror, and then I can give what I need to give to the relationship and put the investment where, you know, how much it needs to be.
Yeah, I just want to say, like, being a mom and with relationships and everything, how important that self-love is, but also that self-care that goes along with it, and making it a priority to take care of yourself and to love yourself and to know that you are important, you know, regardless of your roles in relationships, that you are so important. And when you take care of that, it changes the other relationships, you know?
So it takes it from a conscious relationship to a transcendent.
Uh-huh.
So. That's good. Well, I love having a relationship with you all, and I call you all my friends, and I don't say that lightly. Like you said, when you say I love you, you don't put that lightly, and I don't call people my friends lightly. Because one thing, I've never had friends.
Never. Not girlfriends. It was just interesting. And in my hometown, I won't say where that is right now. You gotta know. DM me, I'll tell you where my hometown is. But it's a very spiritually burned town. And very, very, women are very down on each other there. So it was hard to have a friend because not that I lifted myself up above anybody else, but there's, you know, certain stature I would like to have as a friend. You know, is somebody going to go after the same things? And again, define relationship. It's a concept or an object or something that's going to bring two together. So our friendship, our relationship is based on our love for God, our love for women, and our love for helping other people.
Yes.
So
yes,
that brings us together. That's a bond that we share.
That's good.
And then not to mention that we have a love for our children and our husbands and our grandchildren.
Yes.
So that helps us to have a bond and to have a relationship and connect us.
I think that's really good. I know me personally, I feel like I'll use the term too loosely before I start really just growing in God.
Yeah.
I use the term, oh, that's my friend, when really they really weren't, because I know a lot of times I just treat people like I'm too trusting at times. Like,
yes.
I just treat you how I expect to be treated, and I don't have a guard up, because I'm one of those people who just, you can kind of read my face, you know how I'm feeling. Like, you can just feel me. Like, that's just who I am. And I don't have time for a lot of games. So I value friendship. So when you come to me and we kind of like build something together, we invest in each other, then I don't think that you're going to, you know, like scorn me or do anything. So I feel like now with my relationship, how I continue to grow in God, he's just showing me like it's okay to give people God, but not always Jasmine. So I'm learning to like kind of determine too, so that comes from love. Like, I give you God's love, but I don't necessarily gotta give you fully just who Jasmine is 24/7, because you're gonna use that against Jasmine one day, because I don't know your genuine heart. I don't know who you are. I don't know your walk with God.
Protection. Couldn't have said that even better. I wouldn't have known how to put that in words, because I feel like I have a wall up sometimes, you know, especially getting to know people in the beginning. It's like, oh, okay, oh, hey, you know, but I'm still kind of like standoffish, you know, trying to figure it out.
Well, do you feel all of us, I feel like all of us have been through the same thing, where we have had relationships where we were investing more into the relationship than we were gaining. And it was costing us. We were taking a loss on those relationships and that investment. And it cost us, some of us dearly, it cost us. Sometimes our mental status, sometimes our emotional status, you know, our spirituality, it cost us spiritually. So that those are dangerous, dangerous relationships. So the bad, the ugly. We're getting into that now.
Yes.
The bad and the ugly. There are those type relationships. Let's talk about the bad and the ugly.
Those, to me, you search for excuses.
Wow. From the other person or from
yourself? No, from people. Like, you know, when you're transitioning to a bad, ugly, because it starts off good. I don't know any relationship that I had that started off bad.
Right.
That's true.
So to me,
it starts off good.
So it starts good. Yeah. So to me, that was one of the things, like, where you learn how to hide, and then you feel like you can't just really just tell people what's really going on because of the judgment or the ridicule or the I told you so's later. And I feel like as sisters, as friends, we need to stop pointing fingers at people and telling them that I told you so, because people are really hurting, but they're scared to even admit it.
Right.
And you know, you know, we just have to bring more awareness and be more conscious of self-awareness. Like, what am I putting off to why they feel like they can't even escape to tell me something? Sometimes we gotta just listen. Just shut up and listen.
That's true.
You just never know how many people you can just, like,
part
save.
Of the investment.
You know what I mean? Like, seriously.
Part of the investment.
Because I know in my bad relationship, it probably would have been a lot easier to transition out of it instead of staying in it if I felt like I had more support. But it was always one of those things like, I told you it wasn't no good. I told you this. I told you that. I'm like, okay, well, here I am, 3 children later. So, you know, like, that doesn't help me.
It leaves you to kind of cope with it on your own, because now you don't want to open up to anyone.
No.
What's going on.
Right.
So you're stuck harboring these feelings, trying to figure it out, you know.
And with that person, because I'm like, well, you as good as it gets.
Yeah.
And so, so I might as well just make this work however it can. And then that's when it's, you don't really know your own worth, but you don't have people that you feel like you can really just trust to feed into that, because I know a lot of times I feel like people became too religious, mm-hmm. and they were too busy trying to say, well, you were already living in sin, so what do you expect?
Wow.
Nobody want to hear that all the time. Wow. Like, I get it. We're going to all get a lesson mm-hmm. through it. But, you know, God will send you people to speak life into you instead of, like, ridicule you and yes. be like, we're condemning you to hell.
Amen. Well, ultimately, they don't have
that's
a heaven or hell
okay.
to put you in.
So, yeah. Be a friend. Shut up.
When they went, when the relationship went bad for me, and I speak in terms of even boyfriends that I've had, and family members, when it went bad, and it went to from bad to ugly when I couldn't let go. Mm-hmm. I knew it was bad, wasn't good for me. It was costing me emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and sometimes physically. And I couldn't let go for some reason. But then when I let go, then I started to heal on all aspects of my self-awareness, physically, mentally, spiritually. So it went from bad to ugly when I couldn't let go. And I keep that power within myself because sometimes those people let go. They're like, doo-doo-doo, they're done. And here we are, no, don't leave. I'm trying to hang on to when nothing's there.
Yeah.
There's no investment on their part. The investment is coming from me. Mm-hmm. And it's costing me greatly.
What do you think is the reason why someone holds on? Like, what made you want to stay when they weren't giving anything?
People yeah. become familiar and they come complacent wow. and they don't want to start over. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I was one of
that's
those.
True.
Yeah, and I was willing to settle, but I'm so glad now that when I think back into retrospect that, God, you put me out of that,
wow.
and I'm so glad, because I would have been settling, I would have been still miserable. And so we like to stay in places where we're comfortable. Anything
wow,
that is
so
growing
good.
Us mm-hmm. and causing us pain, mm-hmm. we're like, nah, I'd rather just stay, because mm-hmm. if I move here, you
yeah,
know, I don't know
yeah.
this person, he might do this, she might do this. But some relationships that are over, they will bless your life. And
yeah,
my old marriage,
like,
that,
thank you Jesus,
yes,
you're gone.
It has blessed my life tremendously.
But you know, you found out you deserve better.
Yes.
It was a part of your self-awareness.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Wow, good. That is so good. So it's not fair. I mean, to blame the other person really isn't fair necessarily.
And I feel like we don't have to put our, I'm not sure like what your time frame was, but everybody is different. And you don't necessarily have to say like, because my relationship was 20 years, that means it's going to take 20 years of recovery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just got to ask God, like, what is he trying to get you?
Oh, my goodness.
What did he try to, like,
wow.
teach you in that so you don't continue to repeat the cycle?
Right.
Which I feel like
been over.
Yeah. But you know how you'll get a lot of people who are relationship experts, whatever, and say,
right.
well, if you invested this much time to a relationship, you can expect to be in grieving or still going through
time.
This in this
yeah.
X amount of time. You can't tell me what God going to do in my life, how he's going to move.
Amen. That's the truth.
It's just what he's like, are you really ready to give it to me? And you got to really know
wow.
that within yourself.
That's
so like
right.
you had a moment where you was like, God, I really give it to you now.
That is so good,
because you can hold on for so long and you just think things are going to change. And you know, we ultimately know God, because God is a God of order. He will show you some sign in the beginning.
Absolutely.
You know, hey, this is not for you.
Yeah.
And you're like, did you tell me that? Or am I just paranoid because I'm going through all
right.
of this and I want to give up? But
right.
there are some signs there that God will, you know, give to us that we just ignore, because
wow.
we choose to lean to our own understanding and we're thinking we're paranoid.
Wow.
And that paranoidness comes because we want to stay.
Right.
Yeah.
We want
right.
to stay. We want to make it work when God is saying, no, this
wow.
is not what I have
clearly.
For you.
Yes.
Can you just let go? But we still hold on. I held on for 6 years.
6 years.
I'm like, 6 years?
6 years
oh
of your
God.
Investment.
Yeah, I think it's
yes. And all yes, and although I felt like it was so much brokenness behind it, it was indeed my flesh.
Right.
It was.
Right.
But after I got out of it and I came into the realization that, oh God, now I see what you're doing. It doesn't, you know, the pain is not
mm-hmm.
so bad
right,
anymore.
Right.
Because you're able
you
to
bear
see.
It.
Yeah.
Right.
It's bearable. You're able to see what he was setting you up for.
Wow.
So, you know, the process, we all have to go through the process.
Wow.
We've all gone through a process,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to continue to go through a
absolutely.
Process.
Yeah.
And then you ask, like, Lord, send me a sign if he ain't the one.
Yeah.
He's already given it to you.
All right, Lord, yeah. I see that one, but send me
another
sign.
One.
Right. For real.
It's
right.
got to be confirmation.
But I think that's a good point, because Pastor John was just preaching last Sunday about how To receive the glory in Christ, we have to suffer with Christ.
Yeah.
And so when he said that, it gave me a totally different perspective, because I used to think physical, you know, like how they do over, you know, in the Middle East. Like, a lot of Christians are being persecuted and are being, they suffer physically from, you know, serving God. And so I used to think, okay, Lord, well, you know, I'm just going to have to get past that physical, you know, that physical suffering, you know, to be with you, you know, at the end of the day.
Right.
And so Pastor John just gave me a different perspective, and he was just, now I feel the things that we go through now are molding us and shaping us, you know, to reign with Christ, you know, ultimately. So now it's like the things that we go through on an everyday basis, you know, things that are hard for us, things that are, relationships that are bad, relationships that are ugly, you know, certain situations that we have to endure, you know. I feel like it's to grow our faith, for one, but for two, it's the suffering with Christ, you know. And so that just pointed something out with me. So your 6 years, you know, of suffering, you know, you're good now.
Yeah.
You know?
The 6 years of suffering in that relationship, Shante, did that cost you? What did it cost you?
Well, for one, I think that my three children from the previous marriage, they watched me suffer. And my oldest daughter, she was able to feel everything that I felt, and she stayed so close to me. And she, God had her there to console me. My other two sons, they were younger at the time, so they really didn't understand a whole lot. But my daughter, who is 15 now, she was a young little girl. She was 9, 10. She was there with me. And so I vowed after I got out of that, God, I won't settle. I won't stay somewhere just because of what, you know, I saw mom and daddy do. And we have a bad habit of that. Bad habit of that. And that goes back to the traditional. We have to break tradition. We have to break generational curses. Because in my time, we were taught to just, you know, stay because you have the children. You know, you don't want the children to see your part. Well, what do? You stay in a relationship and you're unhappy and your children are watching you suffer. You know, so who's really suffering? Is it the mom and the children, or is it the children? Which one is it? So I just really really think that, you know, having my children to suffer and watch me go through, that really hurt me the most, because it also made it hard for me being remarried, because they didn't know. Okay, are you coming here to hurt my mom? Like my dad did, you know?
They had a guard
up. And so, you know, and that trust. And, you know, trust is everything. So,
self-respect, too.
Yes.
I imagine it cost you self-respect.
Yes.
I had a very low self-esteem for my previous relationship. Very low. Because I was told by him that I was nothing and I would never be anything as he was hitting me. So beating me and telling me I'm nothing, and I'm very young, 18 years old and married, and it cost me a lot with my self-esteem, my self-respect. And I actually believed that I was not going to be anything or anyone. Well, yeah, now I think differently, of course.
Amen.
Thank God for that. And it did take God to bring me out of that.
Yes.
And I met my husband now of 33 years. I met him, and when I met him and the things he was telling me, you're beautiful and you're this and that, and it was really hard to believe that.
Yes.
Because I come from, and isn't that something? And I was only married 8 months. And I thought I was going to have to stay like my mom did for at least 10 years. That's the naive mind that I had, young and naive, thinking I would have to stay and be beaten up by a man and kicked and costing my self-respect and my dignity and my self-esteem. But God had to pull me out of that. And when he did, and he fixed me internally, then I was able to invest more into the relationship that I have with my husband now, who is my bestie.
That's awesome. For me, this just makes me think about when we don't feel like we're settling, but God's saying, like, I still have better for you. Like, the transition of really understanding, like, God will always give you his best. So even when you're thinking, like, because it may not be a sign of domestic abuse. It may not be what we consider domestic abuse, because people don't understand, like, verbal, emotional, mental, like, those
all
are still,
abuse. All it's of all abuse. Abuse. Yeah.
So some people really just identify only with physical. Well, he didn't hit me. But he ain't speaking life to you either.
Right.
So,
wow.
So, you know. But what do you do when it's like, God, I thought that was my best, because I know, like, for myself, transitioning out of an abusive relationship and going through that, but then I still kind of only chased change because I didn't know my identity. Like, I didn't know who I was, and so I still was at a place of, okay, I guess that's enough right there. Oh, because now you got a little bit more than what he has. So now you have a job, and you're not beating on me, but you're still not adding anything to my life. So, you know, and then when you get like, well, he has this, he has this, he has this. So is this enough? Is this all that you see for me? And then God was like, no, why are you still settling? Like, I got more for you, but I'm not okay with that. I'm still scared. Like, or I'm still in the point of, I don't trust you to bless me the way that you say you will, because I haven't seen it for myself.
Well, what you were doing is moving, trying to move from a traditional relationship into a conscious and a transcendent one. Mm-hmm. You didn't want the traditional. It was no more I. You wanted more of we.
Yes.
Somebody who you can be we with. Yeah. Us. Mm-hmm. You and I.
Yeah.
So that's good. That's good. Wow. Yeah, ladies, thank you so much for your perspectives. Hey, there are no holdbacks when we have a chat. This is sisterhood. We thank you for joining us today. And one thing we want to leave with you, and I hope we all can leave something with our audience here, is that put your investment in a relationship that's going to yield you a great return.
Wow.
We know God is one of them. It's a safe place to put your investment into. Mm-hmm. Ladies?
Me personally, I would just say, trust God enough to know that he has the best for you. So one thing that I always like to just remind myself of is have faith enough to be bold enough to hear him.
Yes.
Hey, sisterhood, thanks for watching us and joining us this morning. And I just want to say, go out and enjoy your day. You're worth it. You're worth it. You're worthy.
Amen. Hello again and goodbye at the same time. If there was something I would have to leave with you, I would just say, do not force things where they do not fit.
Wow.
I would say totally seek God for a relationship. And remember, you do not have to be a part of every relationship to be belong, because you already belong, because Christ made you.
So I just want to reiterate, God loves you.
Yes.
And that's the first relationship you should always have. Put God first, and God will lead you to a relationship that you should have in your life.
Wow. Amen.
Hey, sisterhood, just feeding off of you two ladies, I believe the main relationship, the most important relationship in your life is your relationship with Christ. So have that one intact, ultimately, first, before you pursue any other relationship with people.
Wow.
Have a great day.
Bye. Have a great day.